Dueling Genre.
Something once and you ain't gonna say it again 1 minute at a time.
I don't know.
Yeah, the intros this season are horrific. They are terrible.
Did you call these intros like
now that I started, I can't f-ing stop.
You have to.
I want to keep going.
No, he's got to own it now. But
it's a grind.
Yeah, I would.
I trotted out to like Lindsay. Like
definitely
no.
Lindsay would punch him right in the mouth.
I tried again yesterday. I said, why don't you come on the podcast? We'll do a minute together.
Lindsay? Like, yeah. You'll do a minute?
Lindsay,
she said,
what?
No. She said,
Lindsay hates the fact that she married a podcaster. Lindsay thought...
She didn't marry a podcaster.
Lindsay
no,
was like,
Lindsay had no
No,
idea.
Exactly. Right. And this is why I say Lindsay hates the fact that she married this podcaster now. This is not...
She hates the fact...
She did not sign up, you know, like... You know, listen, I'm a fireman. There's stuff that goes with that. But my wife knew that coming in, like, and when my wife gets pissed off, I'm like, hey, you fucking knew what it was when you met me. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to hear it. No. He can't do that, though.
I was married 10 years and then decided.
And then decided he was going to live in Jay's basement and talk into microphones with me and TJ.
I feel bad for Wise because they don't realize what lousy people we really are.
Yeah, no,
we put on our best act. Then we get married, and then you live with the person. Like,
yeah, it's like the first,
awful people.
It's like the first year or two, we're like model citizens, and then all of a sudden, the wheels fall off the
last bus. Like 1 hour, I was a good person. Like, awful.
1 hour.
Awful.
So today, we're not going to out minute 78, which begins with Mickey walking into the chat room, ends with Mickey about to drop some knowledge. Go.
Where are we time-wise? Look at the timer.
I actually had a funny thing. I think we were off. We were talking about the first time I met Harker at the Met Yankee bus trip.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here we go, folks.
Duck and fight. You boys, extra tickets for the game, whatever. We're going on a bus trip to Citi Field, see the Mets versus the Yankees. And Dan comes with his wife. Lovely lady. Dan's a real nice guy. He was friendly to everybody and nice to everybody. He's walking into a new group of people that he's never met before, whatever. And Dung's described Dan Harker as the nicest guy in the world. Dan is a really nice guy. And he has a Mets Harker. What number?
27, which is just happened. Or no, I'm sorry. I wear 24, which is my wife's birthday. I'm going to own this. Completely own this.
Authentic
I wear 24, which is my wife's birthday, 11/24.
With Harker on the back and 24. And he sat down to enjoy the game with his wife and me and my drunken asshole friend. I'm just shouting.
Let's make this even better that my wife is also wearing a authentic Harker jersey.
I didn't even know.
With a 27 on the back of it, which is my birthday, so we couldn't be any more ridiculous. But
poor woman, I didn't even know that. Like,
and the entire game, TJ sits behind me. By the way, TJ has never met me. And he's screaming, put Harker in! Every play. The whole game. So
see, they were two Mets fans among a sea of Yankee fans.
Yeah, yeah. So. My wife and I are the only two Mets fans that went on this bus trip. Also, by the way. And the best part about this was actually an anniversary gift for me from my wife. So I actually like TJ. My wife hates TJ, but I like TJ.
Put Harker in. That's good stuff. I remember every time Doug got up, which was maybe like four times during the game, the whole section was like, sit down, Griever!
Meow.
Ouch. So you remember the last time we saw Mickey walking through a church? It was the wedding. But it was...
I think he's not a big church guy.
No, he's not a big church guy. It's a biblical place.
But this isn't a church.
This is supposed to be a chapel, a hospital chapel.
It's a chapel.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to a hospital chapel. This is like...
No, it's not a chapel.
This is a beautiful church. It's got a beautiful thing in the back and a beautiful window.
You can get married in a hospital chapel. People would ask to get married in a hospital chapel.
It's really nice. Stained glass windows. I've been to a hospital chapel. It was a little room with red carpet. Angry hospital chapel. Red carpet, like there wasn't even pews. There was a couple chairs and a little picture of Jesus, a crucifix.
That is
after Jesus.
And a candle.
Like a Xerox, like a printout.
A picture of Jesus. Jesus is on a cross. Looks nothing like the picture. No. This is Jesus.
No. It said, what would I do underneath it? I don't know.
Keep calm and Jesus on it.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, it's clearly not a hospital chapel, but I mean, it's pretty. Whatever
that painting
it
is like.
Yeah, no, it's gorgeous.
It's beautiful. I mean,
whatever
yeah,
it is,
outside
it's very
or inside,
nice.
Is that a window?
You know, I never realized watching TV and movies that like these are like sets. They're made up. So like when they walk into a building, when they go through the door, they're not in that building per se. Mm-hmm. They're in probably somewhere else. Like I never realized
like a warehouse.
That. My neighbor actually finds locations in New York City for Daredevil on Netflix. I thought that's so interesting. Like,
yeah, he just filming locations.
Yes, he just yeah, goes around looking for.
When I did the Sopranos bus tour, I did that out of the city, and I found out that like 90% of the places that Sopranos filmed at that were supposedly whatever they were, absolutely were not those places.
Really?
Like the doctor's office where he met with Junior was like a warehouse, like a construction warehouse. Satchirelli's was just like a storefront that didn't even really exist.
Actually, I went to the real Satchirelli's in Elizabeth, though.
No, I don't know.
So you went to New York City, whatever. It actually is a Satchirelli's pork store.
Yeah, there was, but it closed down, and they would bring in, and they would hook it up for when they came in film. So.
Is there anything in the book you could pull out?
No. Are you guys
on or no?
Are
you guys? No, that was...
So, welcome to TJ and Dan's Soprano Minute.
I just sit here
formerly known as Rocky Minute.
He stole our feet and everything.
Took the whole show.
I say we just take this equipment and everything.
I think I want to take this folding table with it, though.
Yeah. Okay, actually, screw you. Can we just have a key? Can we record here? Thank you.
Let yourself in. Just looking at his notes.
Mick's giving an inspirational speech here, man.
Not yet.
It's coming, though. He's
the first thing he says, it's 3 a.m. I went up to your house. They told me you were here. Who's they?
Well,
yes, who is they?
I had a couple problems. Number one, who is they? I was there with you on that. Number two, I'm actually going to go back to where you were last minute with the whole visiting hours.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these scenes follow each other, so I would imagine chronologically he leaves the room, he goes to the chapel. So you're telling me the visiting hours end at 3 in the morning on ICU? At that point, why the hell are they ending? Just let him go.
But he's been in the chapel for a while.
He's even so, 2 hours. I mean, visiting hours end at, even if they end at 9, he's been in the chapel until 3 a.m.?
Where's it gonna go?
That's a long time to just something. Sit in a chapel and just stare at the
walk around the street.
Beautiful chapel. What do you mean? I'd sit there for 5 hours.
I mean, Paulie obviously went somewhere. He's probably at a bar having a drink right now, which can't blame him.
I do like what Mick said, though. I like that whole nothing I could do.
Wait a
sorry.
Minute. Doug said we're not allowed to be there yet.
Right? Yeah, where are you going?
Calm down.
No, I've really become ill prepared for this minute.
I looked up these, those, they have these candelabras, right?
Yes. I know. It's, this is
yeah, but they're unique because they're like on an angle. Kind of looks like a menorah. So I found them online at someplace.
Candelabra.com.
It was like
Liberace.com.
It was like church equipment or something.com. Those are $734.
Church stuff is very expensive.
Those exact ones.
I mean, it's pretty close, right?
Yeah,
$700.
$734.
I mean, I was an altar boy. Church stuff is expensive. I'll go with TJ on that.
Yeah.
For a group that is all about, you know, living modestly and feeding the poor
no,
and taking care
no,
of people,
no,
a $700 candelabra?
No, the Catholic Church. Ugh. Listen.
Living modestly and paying out
listen,
sexual assault.
Take it from a dude that spent his entire life in Catholic private school education from third grade straight on through high school graduation. The Catholic Church is a scam. They are big business and they are a scam. For you, those of you that are listening that are Catholic listeners, this is not the belief of Rocky Minute, nor is it the belief of Jay or Doug.
Say that.
It is the belief of Dan Soli. So please don't hold them accountable. But well, that is very
anti-religion.
No, it's a scam. Listen, I was an altar server. I lived it. I was engrossed in it. That was my youth. That was my education.
All right, so we discussed religion, Sopranos.
Hence the reason why I'm sitting on Rocky Minute right now drinking a bottle of Johnny Walker Black.
So, from your Catholic upbringing.
Yeah, it's my Catholic upbringing. Really steered me right.
Again, who told Mickey that he was there? Who's at the house? Maybe Paulie?
Paulie could have gone back home. I mean,
neighbors.
He lives in a row house, right? So, I mean, you're next to your neighbors.
How would anybody, if it wasn't Paulie, how would they know he was here?
No, no.
Because he went right from the gym to here.
Maybe he talked to the black dude from the gym that told him that she was.
Perhaps.
Maybe stop by Mighty Mix.
He's at the house.
Well, he was at Mighty Mix.
Well, Paulie knows he's here because he heard him say.
Yeah, but the dude from the gym told him to go to the hospital because she was having the kid, or was supposed to be having the kid.
But when he got to the hospital, did he check the room? Did he check the waiting room? Did he check the cafeteria? He went right to the chapel.
Whoa! See, maybe the dude from the gym tells him Adrian was having the baby. He went to the hospital. He gets to the hospital. The nurses at the nurse's station become they told me you were here.
All right.
Because visiting hours are over. So they...
Possible.
Multiple nurses at the nurse's station, they told me you were here.
Let's see if there's some in the book about it.
And
God.
Jesus Christ.
Yellow page raggedy book.
Told you guys.
Scotch tape on the cover.
I'm hereby retiring the book for the rest of the week. I'm just kidding.
Can you guys come back next week? All right, so Mickey walks in.
Showing some tenderness here.
I dig this, though. I like this. This next couple minutes needed to happen.
It does.
To me, I mean, I said last season when we were here, we ranked the movies. This is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Although, if you asked me if I had my choice of minutes to talk about, would this have been my choice of minutes? Hell no. But I do believe that this series of minutes needs to happen in this movie. If this series of minutes doesn't happen, it's not the same movie.
The coma? The whole coma thing?
I don't know that it had to be a coma, but there needed to be that Rocky, Adrian-like emotional something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it needed to happen. And then obviously we know what comes out of that. But we have to pretend like we don't.
Yes.
Because we're not recording those
Jay's
minutes.
Jay's rules.
There'll be some more important guest that gets to come in and record those minutes, and it's not me and TJ, the asshole drunk friends that are just here to make fun of Jay and Doug and say stupid stuff. But, listen, this is Rocky. I mean, this plays true to the whole damn thing again, like we've talked about. I mean, I remember talking about it the last time we were here with the whole kind of like father figure, and you know, here's Mick again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mick is a tough character. He's an asshole in a way, but at the same time, he says what needs to be said. And I said it the last time we were here. It was something he did, but this is my old man. This is Les. This is Les. The sledgehammer Harker right here.
Dropping the truth
bombs. I mean, he's going to drop the truth on you. I mean, there's a sense of concern. There's a sense of, understanding there. But at the same time, he's telling you that you need to buck up.
Well, he hasn't said that yet. Slow down. Let's
but he's going. He's heading that direction, though. You can understand he's heading that direction.
I love what he's saying. I do. Because I know old.
What are we going to talk about next minute?
There's another minute?
Well, what we have here is before he starts dropping those bombs, he, like you said, he shows some tenderness, right? He's like, you know, it's a shame what happened to Adrian. She's a good girl.
Right to the truth.
Does he, though?
He does. He says that.
Yeah, I mean, he does, but then he follows that up with, I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can't do it. Right, but I mean, that's what I'm talking about. That's old school tender, though. That's not this new school, you know, I care about your feelings and we're all going to be emotional and hug and
sing. He's not bro hugging Rock.
No, I mean, this is, hey, listen, she's in a coma. She might die, she may not. I don't know what to do with that. So, you know, like, I mean. But that was real.
You almost wish Mickey's character was alive and he was working at a GameStop.
Like, No, I almost wish his character was alive to talk to my kids, like, because that's real. I know that's what you heard growing up. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I heard growing up. Like, that's real life. There's no bullshit there. There's no sugarcoating it. It may not go your way, but at the end of the day, if it doesn't go your way, life still goes on. Like, you still got to live. And that's why he is my favorite character in these movies.
Let's not get into the whole second most important character conversation.
Oh, please. We already did. I think we lived that the first 3 minutes we were here, season one.
Yeah, I don't think we ever came to a solution to that.
No, I think we did. I think it was that Jay and I just absolutely cannot have that discussion. But
wait, I thought we agreed on that.
No.
Don't. No. Don't go down this road again.
Your argument is who is?
You had this argument that you could make these movies without Mick.
I can't make them out. But you're agreeing with me in a sense, because you're talking about how this movie's not a sports movie. It's about a love story. It's about him and Adrian. You just made a whole soliloquy yesterday about how the important thing in the whole movie was how Rocky feels about Adrian, how he talks to Adrian. Adrian, everything was Adrian.
Right. The love story end of it, but...
But you said this is a love story movie. You said this is not a sports movie. Can you play it back? Can you... Can you play back his speech
for him? Mick makes it a sports movie?
I'm saying that... No. All right. No, see, I'm saying if you took Adrian and the love story out of this movie, I think the movie sucks. It's just a movie about a boxer.
No, I agree with that.
A cranky coach.
No, I don't disagree.
But if you took the boxing end out of it and you made anything else in the world, the movie would still work. It doesn't matter what the movie's about. Rocky and Adrian, their relationship, how they complement each other, what her belief in him inspires him to do. But that could be anything. He could be a sports car driver.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't think that the boxing has to happen. But, no, I agree with you on that. But I feel like even if it was a sports car driver, a BMX biker, whatever.
I like that angle.
You have to have a Mick, though. That character has to be there. How does Rocky go through these movies without that fatherly figure?
I'm not saying you can't have a movie without Mickey and it'd be the same movie. I'm saying that you can't have the movie without Adrian.
I would agree with.
You can have the movie without Mickey. No. It could be something else.
No, you can't have the movie without Mickey.
you can have the movie without Mickey.
We're doing this again.
That I don't agree with. I agree that you can't have it without Adrian, but you also can't have it without Mickey.
But if you had to get rid of one of them.
Oh, Jesus.
You're getting rid of Mickey.
You're getting rid of Mickey, yes.
Okay, that's all I want
to
hear.
It's like, asking if you had to get rid of one of your kids.
Yeah, seriously.
Have one.
Could you write Mickey out of the book?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me go through it and see. So Mickey, he wants to tell Rocky something once, and then he ain't going to say it again. And we don't know what that is, because it doesn't happen this minute. So, you guys just want to jump right ahead to the... Truth bombs from next minute?
Yeah, let's go. Alright, so...
Okay, you guys have anything you want to plug? Alright. You heard all the places already, so go there, and we'll see you tomorrow.
What are we waiting for? Take us!
She was out with Jay when I this is a true story. We're at Clancy's in Asbury. Is that Neptune or Asbury Park, Clancy's?
It's in Neptune. I was there.
It's Neptune.
And the guy next was who we were with, not a stranger, but not his family at all. He ate half of a hamburger. Jay ate his scraps. Yeah, talk about this. What the waitress would wipe off into the big plastic thing, whatever, clean the plate. He ate that guy's scraps. And not to the edge where his mouth touched, he ate the whole scrap.
The ketchup-soaked bread.
I am not in fitness at all. I am not skinny at all. Jay's in a lot better shape than I am right now. I've never eaten scraps before in my lifetime.
There is one thing I love more than anything.
Food?
It's after when you're eating a hamburger and you've eaten all the meat and you're left with ketchup and soaked
ketchup,
bread and cheese bread.
Good. The ketchup cheese bread. Yes.
I would just...
All right. I'm going to give some love there. I'm not going to judge on that one.
I want to hang out around the scrap and just get everyone's ketchup bread.
Yes.
Carolina never finished a hamburger. I love eating her ketchup soaked cheese bread at the end.
But it was like... It had like a Taylor ham on it.
Yeah,
and
you ate that shit.
But you ate that too.
Yeah.